Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined live by Alex Castellanos, political analyst, talking about the road ahead to 2020. Alex, it's getting very contested with now Bloomberg, who, you know, seemingly, Alex, came out of nowhere, Michael Bloomberg, to become, I don't know, would you say he's one of the front runners?
I think he is. I think the Democrats have looked at their field and said, we don't have anybody here that we're confident can beat Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders is the only candidate that even has a base, but he can't seem to be able to grow beyond 30-35% of the vote. And when Democrats look at Sanders, ooh, an avowed socialist at the top of our ticket, he may get everybody else on the ticket wiped out. So Democrats have tasted everything on the menu. Oh, we don't like any of it. What about this guy, Michael Bloomberg, 60 billion reasons to give him a look? I think this is turning into a two-man race now, Bloomberg versus Bernie.
You know, it seems like President Trump is expecting to face Bloomberg based on the insults that he's hurling his way, right? I mean, it was, you know, a couple months ago, it was Joe Biden that he was picking on, but it seems like it's all Bloomberg now.
It's all Bloomberg now, and that's who I think the president would least like to face. He would love to face Bernie Sanders, a man who describes himself as a socialist, honeymooned in Russia, and as the president has joked, might pick Vladimir Lenin as his running mate. So Trump would have a lot of fun with Bernie Sanders. Bloomberg, tougher thing. For example, 2 weeks from now, we now have the Super Tuesday, when tons of states are going to have their primary contest. Who's the only candidate with enough money to run a national TV advertising campaign for that one day? Michael Bloomberg.
It is interesting to watch Bloomberg because it's all about the money with him when it comes to campaigning, and it really does show. I mean, if there's ever a case study for the power of a buck in a political campaign, I mean, here it is.
Nobody ever really considered the possibility that someone could walk into the presidential process and spend $2 billion and buy it all. Democrats and Republicans often, you know, we lump these primaries together later in the process so we candidates can get momentum. Well, guess what? They lumped them together so that a billionaire can buy it all.
Who do you think the debate, or not who, but what do you expect the debate tomorrow night in Las Vegas to be like?
I think it'll be primarily Bernie versus Bloomberg. You know, the Democrats are all going to go after Bloomberg a little bit because he's the new guy, because he's got the money, because they think he's walking into the process unfairly. Biden's not happy about Bloomberg because it's sucking up his oxygen just when he needs to renew himself. Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar are not happy about Bloomberg because he's in their lane and already has passed them in some national polls. But Bernie, of course, is not going to like this either, and neither is Elizabeth Warren. Here's a billionaire, and they've been running a campaign against the billionaire. So expect Bloomberg to take some heat. Expect Bernie to take a little heat, too.
Does Biden and Warren need good showings in Nevada, or at least, you know, maybe Nevada and Washington combined to even make it to Super Tuesday?
I think it's almost too late for anyone to drop out now. These, you know, Super Tuesday is just 2 weeks from today. So at this point, why not let it roll, go on to the convention, see if something happens. Maybe you pick up some delegates. I doubt you'll see too many people dropping out at this point.
Alex, it's always good to hear from you. Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.